Oh, there it is. A special edition, I'd say.
Oh, gosh.
Of Master Crew Theater today. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:05, our Master Crew Theater time. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa is here on the board and on the phones today. Oh, Marissa, get ready because you're about to see something you've never seen before.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
We have never done a scene like this for Master Crew.
This is so... We should say Joe picked out this movie for us. Didn't tell us anything. He's like, I got it. I got it this week. We're good. You know, all this stuff. We didn't realize until we started in rehearsals that it's an outright love scene between Dan and I. I am a married woman,
and
Dan.
And I am a married man. I don't know how our spouses are going to think of this.
Oh, my gosh. It's so uncomfortable. We listened to the actual scene first, and we were like,
scandalous.
Oh my I think we all started blushing. We were all like, oh my gosh.
I can feel my face getting red. Okay, so we're going to give it our best shot here.
We're going to try to get through it without laughing.
You've got to guess what it is. If you get it right today, you've got a chance at winning. I was going to say, why are the phones already ringing? We didn't even say anything yet. You're going to win a nostalgic night with, this is pretty cool, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's at Ocean Casino Resort.
Yeah,
celebrate 35 years of Home Alone with a special screening of, you know, the classic holiday movie, followed by an exclusive live interview and a Q&A with Macaulay himself.
With Macaulay Culkin, that's great.
Very, very cool. So you can relive your favorite moments on the big screen and hear like behind the scenes story, which I'm so into, you know, all that stuff straight from Kevin McAllister.
That's right.
Which is awesome. So tickets are on sale now at theoceanac.com. But hopefully you can win some of these. All right. Marissa, you've got the director role here.
I got it. All right. Quiet on set.
I think we're already quiet.
And action.
How can you have moments like this and not believe?
You're lucky to be so sure.
It's like the wind. I can't see it, but I can feel it.
What do you feel?
I feel wonder and beauty, joy and love. I feel like I'm the center of everything.
Shut up, Dan. Keep going.
I might kiss you.
Oh. I might be bad at it.
That's not possible. Jamie. I love you. Now would be the time to say something.
I told you not to fall in love with me. Scene! Scene! I don't know if I was breathy enough or romantic sounding enough.
Oh, you were amazingly breathy. That's what I was laughing at. That was incredible.
All right, so I'm completely red in the face.
What do you think? Something.
Yeah, we've never done a love scene like that. All right, so phones are open. I think they already know, Dan, the phones are ringing.
That's good.
609-243-9778. What is that movie we just acted out? Happy Friday. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. We're doing our favorite Friday thing here, Master Crew Theater.
It's usually our favorite Friday thing. Today, it's our uncomfortable Friday thing.
I can't even look at Dan in the face today. So Joe picked out the scene, and I think he totally did this on purpose. He was
100%.
Like, I got it. He wouldn't tell me anything about it. He's like, no, it's all taken care of. I'll just give you guys the scripts, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's an outright love scene between Dan and I.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it.
Like, whoa, it's steamy.
However, the phones were ringing off the hooks, so yes. Maybe people will actually know what we're doing.
I think
so
we did a good job.
It's successful, and we get to do it again, right?
I'm trying to get my sexy voice going. I don't know if it came off, you know, came across that way.
You got to dig into that breathy,
slow, low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
And you're playing for tickets to go see, this is pretty cool, Macaulay Culkin at Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. He's doing this like a Q&A thing. You're going to see Home Alone. It's like a nostalgia thing, a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin. You're going to watch Home Alone, and then he's going to do a Q&A, tell you behind the scenes stuff. It's really cool. Tickets are on sale now at theoceanac.com. All right, so we're going to do an encore scene, right, director? We're going to do it again.
Yep.
Marissa's here.
Encore, the people want it, and we give the people what they want.
They want this.
Oh, the people, the phones lit up. The people want it.
Okay.
All right.
Quiet on set. Action.
How can you have Your mom. How can you have your moments like this and not believe?
You're lucky to be so sure.
It's like the wind. I can't see it, but I feel it.
What do you feel?
I feel wonder and beauty and joy and love. I feel like I'm the center of everything.
I might kiss you.
I might be bad at it.
That's not possible.
Go, it's you. Stop laughing.
I love you. Jamie, I love you.
Now would be the time to say something.
I told you not to fall in love with me. Scene.
Wow. Incredible. Truly.
I think Joe put a typo.
There's
in the
a typo
first
in that
line.
First line.
I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. How can you have moments like this? That's what it meant. Mm. All right. So, okay. The phones are lit. Let's go right to them here. We've got Stephanie in Chesterfield on the line. Hey, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Are you as embarrassed about this as we are?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So what's the movie?
A Walk to Remember.
Okay. Now you stay on hold in case that's correct and in case you win the prize. Let's go to Michelle in Princeton. Michelle, what's your guess?
Walk to Remember.
Okay. We're going to stick you on hold. Jill's in North Brunswick. Hey, Jill.
Hey.
What do you think?
Walk to Remember.
Oh, you too, huh? Okay. Sarah is in Yardley. Sarah, is that your guess too, or are you thinking something else?
It is. It's A Walk to Remember with Nicholas Sparks. That's a good movie.
What do you? How do you think we did?
I think it was really cool. I'm going to watch it again.
You guys inspired her.
Okay. Let's go to Heather in Delanco. Heather, what's your guess?
I also think it's A Walk to Remember by Nicholas Sparks' original movie. And you guys did fantastic, by the way.
You should see my face. I'm beet red. It's ridiculous.
I was laughing the entire time.
Okay. Mission accomplished then. Good.
Let's go to Sarah in Hamilton. Hang on right there, Heather. And let's go to Sarah in Hamilton. Sarah, are you agreeing with the rest?
Yes, I think it's A Walk to Remember.
Okay. All right. Well, you're all correct. We're going to pick a random winner in a second here. Here is what the movie is supposed to sound like.
How can you see places like this and have moments like this and not believe?
You're lucky to be so sure.
It's like the wind. I can't see it, but I feel it.
What do you feel?
I feel wonder and beauty, joy, love. I mean, it's the center of everything.
I might kiss you.
I might be bad at it.
It's not possible.
I have chills.
Now would be the time to say something.
See, you weren't laughing like you were, Dan.
I told you not to.
Yeah. That was a dramatic choice. But then again, they didn't have the cheesy kiss sound effects like we did.
Thank
you. Thank you.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, you want to know and make it better?
All right. So everybody got it right. Everybody got it right. So, Marissa, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to pick up any line that you'd like and we'll see who the winner is. All right. Who is this? Hello. Who is our winner?
It's Heather.
Hey, Heather in Delanco. Congratulations. You're going to Ocean Casino Resort to see A Nostalgic Night with Macaulay Culkin. This is going to be pretty cool. You're going to see the movie Home Alone, special screening of it, and then you're going to get a live interview and an audience Q&A with Macaulay Culkin himself.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Yay. All right. Great. Hang on. We need all your information. For everybody else, tickets are on sale now at theoceanac.com. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's 94.5 PST. It's Chris, Joe. Marissa's here on the board answering the phones this morning. Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist, is back in the weather cave. So I'm going to be doing something pretty cool this afternoon, Marissa. I'm going to be hopping out of here after work today. From 1 to 3, I'm going to be at Cloak and Dagger, which is on Route 33 in Hamilton. Oh my gosh, it's like fun central there. So there are escape rooms.
I love an escape room. I do.
I know you're going to like this. Escape rooms, laser tag, gel blasters. There is a rage room. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I have to see this place. I have to visit it so bad.
Yes. You get to destroy stuff, basically.
And I love that.
And blow off some steam.
I love it.
And just have some fun. So the deal is, if you're thinking to yourself, Cloak & Dagger's been there, this is nothing new. Yes, it's been there, but they've done a complete glow up. So it's all redone. It's all new. So come check it out. I'm going to be there from 1 to 3 this afternoon. I'm going to be with my buddy, Hamilton Mayor Jeff Martin. We're doing the ribbon cutting and stuff. There's going to be food and drinks. You can meet the staff and check out the rooms and everything, because the holidays are coming up. And you know what I love? Giving a gift of fun, right? Like, who needs socks? Don't give me a tchotchke. Give me a gift of fun.
Yeah, I'm such an activities person.
Yes.
So this sounds like it's so up my alley. I have to check it
out. Yeah, so I'm going to be there again from 1 to 3. Cloak & Dagger, Route 33 in Hamilton. We're giving away Maroon 5 tickets for MSG. So stop by on your lunch. Come check it out. You don't even have to stay long. Say hi, check it out, and be on your way. Prizes, you know, all kinds of stuff. So be there.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
I've gone to the archives a little bit. I don't think this player has played with us yet this year.
Ooh.
But since your streak is now at 33,
yeah.
I had to dig into the archives. And if I recall, Destiny and Philly, have you beaten Chris before?
I have not, but we have tied before.
Okay, that's as good as a win. Listen,
that
I'm grasping at straws here trying to get a win.
You know the deal, right, Destiny? We each get 3 pop culture trivia questions. They're the same ones. You're going to go first. I'm going to step out so you get some privacy so I don't hear your answers. I'm going to come back, answer the same 3, and we'll see who gets the most right, okay?
Okay.
Goes. We got to get her closer to the door. All right, she's gone. All right, Destiny, your quiz starts right now. We're 1 week away from the Wicked movie. Ariana Grande's relationship with Ethan Slater is still reportedly very strong. She's had several famous exes over the years. Name any of them.
One of them is Mac Miller.
You want to lock in Mac Miller?
Lock it in.
Locked in Mac Miller. It was just announced that Ashanti is headlining the Christmas tree lighting in Philadelphia. She's married to a famous rapper known for the songs Hot in Here and Ride With Me. Who is that?
Oh, man. I forgot.
Oh, for a second.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Hot in here.
I know the song.
It's one word. Does that help?
No.
We can pass.
Yes, please. I know his name, I know his face, songs, everything, but not his name.
In about 2 minutes, you're going to be kicking yourself and you'll never forget his name ever again. All right, the third and final question. It's hockey and basketball season in Philly once again. Earlier this year, the Wells Fargo Center, the home of the 76ers and Flyers, got a new name. What is it now called?
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Do you want to lock that in?
Lock it in.
All right. Well, motion for Chris to come back in.
Oh,
and I will
God,
tell you.
I just remembered his name. That's
what is it? What is it?
Nelly.
You know what?
Nelly.
I'm going to retroactively give you credit. We're going to lock in Nelly for number 2 because Chris is still not back in the room. Hold. Okay. All right. She's come back in. She's going to be very confused when she comes in. Can't Be Chris This Morning is powered by Al's Airport and Barn Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Great place to check out this weekend. Check them out right now online, alsairportin.com. It is where the locals go. Sorry, Chris. I know I was playing a little like here, stop,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, what was that about? I heard the locked in noise way after the fact. Is there some cheating going on here?
No,
what's
Destiny,
happening?
Right?
No.
That actually was not cheating. I will say, sometimes shenanigans happen when you're out of the room. This was just
okay.
Housekeeping.
All
Jess
right.
And now we're just doing a little housekeeping.
Okay.
All right. Here you go. Chris, your quiz starts right now. We're 1 week away from the movie Wicked. Ariana Grande's relationship with her boyfriend Ethan Slater is reportedly very strong right now. She's had several famous exes over the years. Go ahead and name any of them.
Oh, I could probably name a few, but I'll say Pete Davidson.
You said Pete Davidson. Destiny said Mac Miller. You're both correct.
Also Big Sean, right?
Yeah, both of them are exes. All right. Here we go. Question number 2. Destiny, I'm very proud of this one. That's all that I'll say. It was just announced that Ashanti is headlining the Christmas tree lighting in Philly next month. She's married to a famous rapper known for the songs Hot in Here and Ride With Me. Who is that?
It's Nelly.
You both said Nelly, and you're both correct.
Very good. All right.
All right, coming down to this third and final question. Let's see. It's hockey and basketball season once again in Philly. Earlier this year, the Wells Fargo Center, which is the home of the 76ers and Flyers, got a new name. What is it called now?
Oh, my gosh. I said I was never going to remember this, but I have seen it a lot on the news lately because I think they're really, like, reinforcing it so people do remember it. It's the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
You both said the Xfinity Mobile Arena, and you're both correct. Ooh. We end Destiny. You end once again in a tie, which is not a loss.
As long as I got to hear you guys' voice.
Oh, you're so sweet. For playing along with us today, we got your tickets to go see 5 Seconds of Summer next August out at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's the Camden Waterfront.
Wow, that's great. That's my birthday month.
Awesome. A great birthday celebration. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else to see 5 Seconds of Summer on August 8th. You can get them right now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang a line, Destiny, okay?
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Ariana Grande had kind of a scary moment on the wicked yellow carpet yesterday. Wendy's has started...
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Ariana Grande had kind of a scary moment on the yellow carpet. They're doing a yellow carpet, not a red carpet, because, you know, the yellow brick road, right? So she was in Singapore. She's in Singapore for the big premiere yesterday and was walking the carpet. And a crazy fan rushed her in the carpet, went through the barriers and everything, and ended up getting close enough that he put his arm around her. And then Cynthia Erivo kind of jumped into action, was the hero, pushed the guy away.
With those claws.
Yeah, those fingernails. It turns out that he was one of these celebrity event crashers. He's known. He even posted the video on his socials and everything.
He was probably so proud of it, too.
Yeah, you know those
people. It's so awful.
There's a few people like him that do this. He's one of them. But everything's okay. I mean, she was scared. I don't blame her. She didn't know who it was.
No.
So Wendy's is starting a new tradition, a new holiday, actually, tomorrow. It's National Frosty Day.
I love a Frosty.
What's your favorite flavor? Are you vanilla or chocolate?
I was always a chocolate person growing up.
Me too. You dip your fries into it.
I do love a half and half.
Yum.
I'll do both.
Okay, so National Frosty Day going forward, it's going to be November 15th. And tomorrow they're launching the new Snickerdoodle Cookie Frosty Fusion. You know, they're doing these fusions now.
Which, it sounds so good.
Yeah, you can get either vanilla or chocolate. There's Snickerdoodle sauce and then cookie pieces in it.
Sounds so good. I have to get one. Good. I have to celebrate.
So Cardi B is a mom again. She had her first baby with Stefan Diggs. It's a boy. This is her fourth overall. Remember, she's got three with Offset. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're like even talking. That got so nasty at the end. So yeah, everybody's doing fine. They're all good. All right, there's the scoop. All right, wedding question here. It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. It's 807 94.5 PST. Chris, Joe, Marissa's here on the board answering the phones in case you're wondering who that is when you call in. Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist, is back in the weather cave. So you wonder what we do when you're listening to songs. We talk, we chat, we girl talk. So Marissa was telling me that you're invited to a wedding, right?
Yeah, it's a college friend. And in college, you meet people of all different ages and backgrounds and... This is her second wedding. She got married young. It didn't last very long. She admits it was kind of a mistake. So this is now her second wedding. And okay. I've seen them together. They seem very happy. I'm very happy for her. Mm-hmm. So the issue is...
I love how you call it an issue. It's an issue for you.
Maybe it's
clearly
not
for her.
I don't know. Not for her.
Yeah.
But she has the same exact maid of honor.
So for wedding number two, she's bringing her maid of honor from wedding one to wedding two.
Yeah. And at a point, it's like, when do these weddings stop becoming about the wedding and more about partying with the girls? You know, like, isn't that bad luck? Don't you think you should start fresh?
So you think she should have a new maid of honor, new bridal party because it's a new wedding?
Yeah, or okay. At least for the maid of honor, give another friend a chance.
Wait, do I hear a little? Did you want to be the maid of honor?
No,
is that what I'm hearing here?
No, not at all.
You're like, wait, I get a chance. It's wedding number two.
Yay! Then I'm not.
I'm up.
No, no, that's not what it is.
No, I know.
I know that her background and all that stuff. We are good friends, but I'm not mad
so
about it.
So you're thinking like clean slate. New wedding, new bridal party.
Yeah, in my brain, it's the same as wearing the first wedding dress or having the same bouquet or being at the same venue.
I've got to be honest, I've never really thought about this before, but now that I'm thinking about it, the couple of second weddings that I've been to, there has been different people standing up with them. And they've also been much smaller, you know, maybe because she's so young. That's why she's having a big wedding again. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, but
I don't know what I think about this. Like, if it was my sister, would I say to my sister, well, you can't be up here again?
But it's not
my
sister.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just her friend. It's not her sister. It's not a family member. It's not her mom, her cousin. It's nothing like, if it was a family member, I could understand it. But it's the same friend.
You gotta wonder if that friend is like, God, I wish you would have picked somebody else for the expense of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And that's stressful.
Does this mean, I mean, obviously it means a new dress. I doubt she's wearing the same dress as wedding number one.
Can't be.
Does that mean giving her another bridal shower? Does that mean another bachelorette party? Like, that's expensive.
And you also, a lot of times they'll help with the costs of things like nails, like some other things they'll chip in for.
I wonder if that's why brides do kind of switch it up so they don't burden the same people with the expense of wedding number two. But I'll be honest, I haven't really thought about this much. I'm dying to hear what you think.
But for me, it's not so much about the expense. It's about...
You think it's bad luck.
Is that bad luck? Is that bad karma?
Bad juju.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think. Let's open the phones. 609-243-9778. If this is, you know, your situation, what did you do? Did you have the same bridal party? And what do you think? Is it bad luck to do it the same way twice? You can also tell us in the 94.4. We're talking about weddings here on 94.5 PST. How are you? Happy Friday. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris, Joe, PST's chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Marissa's here this morning. She's on the board. She's on the phones, answering the phones. We were talking about, while you were listening to music, we were talking about this wedding that Marissa's invited to, right?
Mm-hmm. And she has the same maid of honor as the first. It's her second wedding. She has the same maid of honor as the first wedding.
And you think that's a big no-no. You wouldn't wear the same dress twice. You wouldn't have the same flowers twice.
I just think it's bad luck. And I think she has options. It's not that she doesn't have options for other maid of honors.
I think she, what did you say? Like, she should give somebody else a chance.
She should give someone else a chance.
I don't know about that, because your sister's your sister. I mean, I know this is that's not the case.
I was going to say, it's not her sister. It's not a cousin. Yeah. It's not a mother. It's not a family member. If it was, I would be a little more understanding, but it's her friend.
All right, let's go to the phones. Maggie in Ewing is on the line. Maggie, what do you think?
I don't think it's that weird, because it's your best friend, you know, and you want your best friend to be there through all the moments in your life. So this is another big moment in your life that she can be there for.
Okay. See?
Yeah, I know. I get it. I do.
So I'm in the app chat, and we're getting an app chat from Hamilton that says, I went to a wedding in the summer, and it was his second, her first. His brother was his best man at the first wedding, but he didn't want to leave him out, but didn't want to have a repeat, like you're saying. So we actually had two best men. One new, one old.
What's that saying? Something old, something new, something blue. That would be fine.
Although we're getting another app chat that says, LOL, no reason to have a different maid of honor. Your best friend didn't change. So there you go. Kind of like Maggie said. I'm surprised nobody's mentioning the expense in this. If I were just a bridesmaid, I mean, I know that's still an honor, but I'd be like, you can pick somebody else.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't need to do all
that. Unless it's like your bestie that, of course, you want to be up there with, you know? All right, so we can keep going with this in the 94.5 PST app chat. Meteorologist Marissa's here too on the boards, answering the phones this morning. So everybody's trying this new challenge on TikTok. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It's the do nothing challenge. You can kind of figure out what it is. You just do nothing.
Well, when you said it originally, I thought it was more of a bed rotting type of thing, but this is literally sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just like you're giving up your phone, you're watching TV or anything. There's no TV, there's no phone, there's no snacks, there's no reading. You just sit in a room, be with yourself, basically, a little Zen moment, or as long as you can handle it, and you do nothing.
That kind of made me cringe. I give myself 5 minutes. Tops.
People are timing themselves, and you can see the video. You saw one of the videos, right?
I did. It was two.
People have timers where they're timing themselves.
It was two girls, and one of them was fine. She was just chilling, and the other one, I guess, couldn't stand it. She just kept moving around the room. It was a time lapse, so it was kind of funny.
I don't know how long. I mean, let me tell you, as a busy mom, and I know you moms can relate to me, to the chance to do nothing sounds amazing. Now, how long could I do it? I'm not sure. I could do it for a while. Maybe an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. I don't know if I could live with my phone, without my phone for an hour. That'd be kind of weird. But to the chance to do absolutely nothing when you do a million things like I do in a day sounds pretty nice.
I think it sounds like it would drive me insane. I would feel so guilty sitting there and doing nothing.
Yeah, I'd probably feel guilty too because there's always something to do. You know what I mean? Work or something around the house or your friends are calling you or whatever.
And then I think about it later and I think, man, I could have done a little laundry. I could have gone to the store.
That's what I mean.
I could have cleaned.
There's always something, right? But maybe try it this weekend. See if you can just kind of sit there and do nothing and how long you can do it.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Jeez, Ariana Grande had kind of a scary moment on the yellow carpet yesterday at the Wicked for Good premiere. She's over in Singapore doing this. She's going to be like, you know, touring everywhere. You know, she was with Cynthia Erivo and, you know, a bunch of other castmates and stuff. And this fan, this guy rushed her, grabbed her around the shoulders. Of course, it scared her. Cynthia Erivo kind of became a hero, jumped in, pushed the guy away. You can see it. We've got the video posted on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. It turns out that the guy's just one of those people who crashes celebrity events. He just wanted to become viral.
Trying to get his five seconds of fame and ruin it for everyone
else.
So
she's okay. He didn't hurt her or anything, and I don't think he was going to. But scary. Very scary for her because she's so tiny, too.
And you don't know what someone's intentions are.
Absolutely not. So Airbnb, this is pretty cool. Airbnb is taking fans over the rainbow with a magical new stay inspired by the movie Wicked for Good. So Cynthia Erivo, who obviously stars as Elphaba, right? She's hosting 20 lucky guests for a one-day Wicked retreat. It's in Thousand Oaks, California. You can sip themed teas. You can make witchy crafts. You can explore this forest hideaway filled with movie props. Sounds cool if you're a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a separate overnight stay will open the retreat to two guests for a sleepover under the stars, surrounded by, you know, enchanted decor. Both experiences are free, giving, you know, if you're a fan, it's giving you kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here. It's kind of cool.
And it looks so good.
It does. It looks really cool. So Cardi B is a mom again. She had her first baby with Stefon Diggs. You know, he's a receiver on the Patriots. It's her fourth overall. He's got a daughter, too, from a previous relationship. Remember, she's got three with Offset. Congratulations to them. Wendy's is starting a new tradition, like a new holiday. It's tomorrow. It's National Frosty Day.
It just makes me think what other holidays we can just start.
Well, the Frosty is pretty special. I think it deserves a holiday.
I think so, too.
Oh, I love a good chocolate Frosty. So they're also launching a new one tomorrow. It's the Snickerdoodle Cookie Frosty Fusion. You know, they're doing all those mix-ins now. So this is, you either get vanilla or chocolate, Snickerdoodle sauce, and cookie pieces. It sounds good.
It does sound really good.
It really does sound good. And this is cool, too. So the Coca-Cola Holiday Caravan, which is that huge Coca-Cola tractor trailer with lights all over it. It's like the Christmas tractor trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do.
It's making two stops in Mercer County. And it's soon. It's next Thursday, the 20th.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be at the Quick Check on Sloan Avenue from noon to 2:30. And then at Rider University from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And you know, it's Santa's there and they give out free Cokes and there's games and prizes and things like that. It's pretty cool. All right, so you can grab those details on the PST app. There's the scoop. Okay, so we are cracking up at what this guy did to get out of going shopping with his wife. It's 9:10. It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here too. She's on the board answering the phones today. I get it. You guys don't like to go shopping. And, you know, I'm not one of those wives to say, oh, you have to come with me. Stay home. I'd rather you stay home.
Yeah, exactly. Stay out of my way.
I'll go by myself. Even my sister doesn't like to go shopping a lot. So I'll be like, look, I'll go by myself. Then I can go on my own pace. I can look at everything. I love to shop.
Or I'll go with my friends who love to go shopping.
How That's about, me. Right, you just got to find like people. Mm-hmm. So how about this guy staged his own carjacking to get out of going shopping with his wife? It happened overseas. And yeah, he staged the theft of his own car so he wouldn't have to go shopping with his wife. And the police started thinking, this is a little odd. You know, when they started trying to get all the details and, you know, we're trying to help him and stuff. And, you know, so they figured it out. And he finally admitted it, like, dude, I just didn't want to go shopping.
I feel like there were so many other things he could have done to get out of it. And this was the bottom of the list. And he spun a wheel and he said, that one.
This is how desperate some guys are not to go shopping with their wives. Just find like a bench somewhere and people watch. I don't know why you'd want him there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All he's going to do is complain. Say, when are we leaving?
How much are you spending? How,
exactly. So just leave him at home.
Do you really need that? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.